from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Part of 3rd Avenue is blocked off right now, but will be open well before it's expected to be a detour around connecting link reconstruction on Algonquin Boulevard. The street is dug up between Birch and Maple Streets for sewer repairs. The city expects traffic to be flowing again on Tuesday. Two summer staples return downtown this summer. The BIA Urban Park is back every Wednesday from July 5th to August 23rd, and the Farmers Market Thursdays from July 6th to September 28th. Emma Liho is one of the coordinators. She says the first day of the park features a carnival for kids.
We're going to be doing a bunch of carnival games, stuff like that, but we'll also have attractions from Climb and Fun. We'll have the rideable animals, and we'll have the little gyroscope that you can spin around in.
There's still room for vendors for the farmers market. Details from the BIA office or its web platforms. All the colors of the rainbow will be on display at Hollinger Park on Saturday for a Pride Week rally centered around the pavilion. Pride Timmins President Mathieu Villeneuve says it's a family-friendly event.
So that's where we're going to just take a moment and celebrate Pride. We're going to have games. There's going to be community booths there as well, showing their inclusivity. There's going to be games. There's going to be music.
It begins at 11 and wraps up at 2 with the start of the Pride Parade. Villeneuve says with the rise in hate and hateful speech, Pride Canada has secured money from Ottawa for increased security at Pride Week events across the country. During a Pride flag-raising ceremony on Parliament Hill, Justin Trudeau said hate against the two SLGBTQ plus community still exists. The PM says the quest for inclusion is never done, and hatred still has a very loud voice. He went on to say that voice does not represent the vast majority of Canadians. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre did not attend the event, saying he worked late last night. Ontario's early childhood educators are getting a $1 an hour raise. The Canadian Press reports the province has drafted a child care workforce strategy to retain and recruit ECEs. It follows consultation with dozens of groups. They all told the government to pay ECEs more. Education Minister Stephen Lecce confirms the dollar an hour figure. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.